With the luck of the Irish stout, this is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to The Perfect Pour, a show about things fun, interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And, oh, and Nick's showing off his Vans pin. Is that Vans?
Got some Vans swag.
Oh, how do you get Vans swag?
You got to ask them. It's like a secret menu. You got to go up to the counter and go, you got any of that stuff?
For reals?
Free stuff. Yeah.
What? I didn't know this. Now every schmuck is going to know. You should have waited to tell me in the tailgate or something.
I know. I just thought about it. I'm moving stuff around on my desk. And
which,
I'm like, what is this shit?
Van store?
Yeah, this is the free shit we got
Van
from Vans.
Store did you go in? Because we have three in Fresno. Thank you.
Yeah. We rock.
Yeah. The mall? You go to the Passion Fair?
No, you get stabbed there. So we go to River Park.
I've never been stabbed there. Been there 100 times. Knock on wood.
Wow. It's 101. 101th time is when you get stabbed.
We're going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beers, talking about the beers we drank last week and some beers we're looking out for, talk about some culture, and the listeners of the show are going to call us still. Even with the, things are at a lower level now in craft beer, and that includes the show as far as listener participation, but it's still there, and I still contend that it is the most robust voicemail segment of any podcast operating today. I challenge it. You go ahead and find it. You can let me know. Let us know on the Perfect Pour Pod. Right. If you find a podcast that does a bigger job with voicemails, good luck. Matt is not here this week. Usually we're hoping he might join in, which I guess he could, but he is gearing up for a big festival going on at Tioga next weekend. The Fresias Fest. So he's been extra busy. That's all. There's no host drama going on. He's just been busy individual.
Yeah.
I love gold.
Before the show, I was drinking donated beer by Reggie U559. Had his Whoa. Son, his freshly teenage son, freshly licensed teenage son drop off some beer, Porch Bomb.
Wow.
My house. So that's convenient. Once your kids start getting to driver's license level, you can be like, why don't you go over there and run some beer over there? Why don't you go run some beer over to Mikey? Okay. And you know, when you freshly get your license, you'll actually go and do little errands.
Yeah.
You'll be excited about it. Like, oh yeah.
Driving is fun.
So
driving, taking advantage driving nowhere is fun when you get your license.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go over there and do this for me? Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's a Tropic Thunder Double Hazy IPA. That's a good tropical hazy. If you're a Fresno County resident, I suggest picking one up. And then I just opened up one from Raul out there in Florida. I feel like Raul's got a handle that we're not aware of, or I'm not aware of, but anyway, from his package, he sent us, this is Claim Steak Brewing's Ain't Getting Any Younger, triple IPA. And I don't know if they're sort of referencing Punny the Younger, or they're just doing their own thing. But it is a triple IPA I'm having now. It's got Mosaic, Citra, El Dorado, Amarillo, and Simcoe. It's a 10.2.
You're all IPAs tonight.
Woo! Got some nice aroma. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Not too East Coasty.
No, it's Yeah, it's pretty West Coasty. Good job. Hiding a 10.2 pretty well. Good job there, Claimsake. What do you got going on over there, Nick?
I kicked off the tailgate with an older Rush Hour. Still drinking good. The coffee's still strong.
Nice.
I'm still not sure which variant the Circle logo is from 2020, but that's what I'm drinking. I'm going to guess it's component coffee, just for to throw something out there. But now I just cracked open. Whoa.
I love Billy gold! Over here.
This is a donation. Possibly Wazoo. I know we credit him for all the unknown beers, but he does give us a lot of beer. It's Golden Rule European style lager.
Oh.
From Magnanimous Brewing.
Okay. European style.
European. It's got hops to preserve it on the ships.
See what happened was we had to get this beer to India, right? Right?
Right. You ever heard of why they call it IPA? Yeah,
do you know why they call it IPA?
Do you know why they call it IPA?
You know what?
The hops preservative.
See, what hops do is preserve it. Cool.
But you didn't know that.
She didn't know that. I heard it on the perfect bar. Oh.
Right. It's got to be true.
That's a great source of information. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting edge.
Yep, we're also French models.
How is that?
The internet. It's nice. This would probably be your jam on a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon beer.
Saz hops.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I wish it was a little bit bitier, a little higher carbonation, but the flavor is good. Bitey. It's not plain and but not too sweet. If that makes sense.
Sure. Needs a little bit more going on. You're asking for it to have something a little more interesting.
Yeah.
It's not
crank
interesting
up the enough. Carb, man. Get that carbonation up there. Or just make it a triple lager. Like 15%
triple lager. Yeah, woman if lagers want to have their moment, I mean, they always have their moment amongst industry. But like, if lagers want to have a moment, let's start getting some triple lagers out there. Then the bros will start getting in on it.
Oh, man.
You want something to get popular in the beer world, like a next level popular, you got to get the bros involved.
Is that the key demographic for
you don't get the bros involved, it's not going to pop off. What's Hazy's done? The bros love that, like, beer people like it fine, and then the bros love it. So that's what Hazy's went over the edge. They're like, all right, we got a hazer.
Oh, they captured the bro audience.
Yeah, so if you want, I mean, you lager enthusiasts, you're going to have to start doubling and tripling your lagers. I don't know what that...
Triple.
But 10 and a half lager, percent lager. I don't know what that tastes like. But why is nobody doing that, though? It's like, are they doing that? And I don't know, like, is that another style of beer that I'm too stupid to not talk about? Like, why isn't anyone like
Imperial lagers?
Imperial lagers. Why are there no Imperial lagers?
The hell?
I mean, why do we have to be, why does some dopey podcast in Fresno have to be ones to figure out this shit? And the,
why do, yeah, why do we have to ask these questions?
Why do we have to be the ones?
Miller lightsaber. Kick your ass.
So, I'm sure somebody's gonna, next week's gonna be like, you guys are talking about Imperial Lagers. Well,
actually.
All right.
Is it the grain they use? Is there not enough sugar?
Maybe not. Maybe it's not possible to make a triple lager.
Where's my barrel aged lager?
Or it's just too labor intensive.
You'd have to wait 6 years.
Yeah, it's like, well, we could do it, but we're gonna make one batch a year, and this tank's gonna make one batch a year. Dick, do you have anything? I know I messed up. I blew up your culture and the tailgate.
You imploded my... Yeah, for some reason, I'm a week ahead of schedule. I was all geared up to talk about Frez, yes. It is the biggest block party in downtown Fresno, according to the website. It is returning March 26th.
I don't know about that, but the website says it.
The website said so. The same website that said we are a credible source for information. Frez Yes is happening. They are doing, they're doing it. They're bringing it back.
Oh, they're doing it.
As usual, they have a tribute beer, which I don't know if you've read into any of this yet. I know we're still early.
I just saw it earlier, that what it is.
Watermelon Shandy.
You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating 100 years of the Red Wave.
Wow.
So that watermelon.
The taco joint across from the college.
The Red Wave Inn. 100 years of the Red Wave Inn. Made a beer about it. College dive bar.
Yeah. Perfect. That's where I want to be.
Yeah. Now the Red Wave is the fan base of the Fresno State Bulldogs. Something Tony Bags loves Fresno State. Don't let him tell you anything different.
Yeah.
I know he's going around the Central Coast going, I hate Fresno State. No. He loves them. He loves it. Couldn't keep his eyes off the Fresno State game when we did that show at Rush Day. Just couldn't stop watching it. No, but the fan base.
He was turning red. He was so into it.
Because the Fresno State team is red. You know, their colors are red, mostly red. And so the fan base is called the Red Wave. And it is the most well-known in college on the West, the best traveling fan base on the West Coast, sort of considered.
Is it really?
Like, I'm sure UCLA, Cal people would be like, what? No, that's not right. But it is kind of considered the best traveling fan base. So they kind of gotten a reputation over the years. And it's just like a good name for the group of fans for Fresno State. So. There you go. They're paying tribute to the Red Wave this year. 100 years of the Red Wave fan base. I believe that's what it's about. Anyway.
Well then.
What else? What else is happening there at that Fresno? Yes, they got band. I know there's one band in particular.
Yes, to see. This is why it's been on my mind. Of course, local heroes Strange Vine will be headlining. Mm-hmm. 40 Watt Hype is set to make an appearance. The rest I'm not familiar with. Valley Palace, For the Record Ska, and the Box Band. But of course, my favorite is the Bill Clifton Chicken and Whiskey Band.
Yeah. Former guest of the Perfect Pour, Bill Clifton.
Ooh, we should pull that one up for just for old time's sake. Can we run a bonus episode?
Yeah, run it.
Yeah. Maybe just repost the links.
Yeah, we can do that.
That'd be fun. So yeah, that's why we will be there. I am interested in seeing these new aluminum reusable cups they're going to be using for the event. Seeing how many of those I could pocket, maybe give me a nice
six or eight of them. He's admitting the stealing on the air. Live on the air.
You know, next time you come over, I'll serve a beer.
He's all, whoa, nice man, new shiny cup. Exclusive. Fresh Yes exclusives.
Mm-hmm. Can you take them home? Are you supposed to give them back? What is the deal with those?
I've wondered about that. I think.
Do you have to put a deposit? Like,
I don't
so
know.
So they get your cup back?
I mean, if we had Matt here, we could tell us.
What?
But, I feel like they're like kind of hoping you send it back. I don't know if they're going to rewash them or not. You would think they can reuse them.
Yeah. So it's like, or is it like the glass? You return it.
Yeah. Cause that's what I was kind of thinking. But then, like, there's no way you're going to be able to.
I just have a bad feeling those are all going to disappear after Saturday.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to control that at Fresias Fest. Once you give that person, there's no way you're going to be able to police that. With that many people. So, but Matt was kind of talking about before about like trying to reduce plastic, you know, using a plastic, because at an event like that, they got to pull out the plastic cups. And
so well, they were using the biodegradable plastic for a while.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like
plant based plastic or something strange that decomposed.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they'll be rewashing these. I'm thinking that they're hoping they'll get them back, but they're not going to be like, they're not going to be policing it like a tulip glass or something like that, you know?
Collecting the empties.
Right.
Ooh, man. Yeah, they're going to have to hire extra help just to pick up the dirty cup.
Oh, yeah. But then, you think about that. How many, I mean, those that don't know or understand, you're like, oh, some festival in prison, like, it's a shit ton of people. That's a lot. Just imagine.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I guess you know, liken it to going to a major league baseball game or something like that. Like that amount of people. Like that would be a lot of cups to wash. Like
to wash.
That's a lot of energy to wash. So I don't know. I feel like maybe they're just gonna recycle.
I have a feeling people are gonna because they don't look like glass, they look like a solo cup.
Right.
I have a feeling 2/3 will be thrown away and the other third will leave the premises.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that much faith in people to understand what they're doing with those things.
No. I have no faith.
I don't know if there's a way to find the food truck lineup yet, but there's supposed to be over 25 food trucks from Fresno Street Eats. So I am looking forward to that because I hear there are new and good food trucks out about.
That's just, I mean, as a word of advice, you got to go early to this. You go later, it's just a friggin' zoo.
Late is for the young folks.
But I don't know when the Chicken Whiskey Band's playing, but hopefully.
Oh, they're early, 3:00.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's about, when they're done, that's about the time where things start getting a little diced up. You're like, all right, time to leave. the best time to go is when it opens. If you're wanting to. You know, some people like the whole giant crowd and giant atmosphere, but
Long beer lines.
I like a mild atmosphere. I like some atmosphere. I like some I like things going on, but I also like to be able to get a comfortable table and not wait in long lines. Yes, I please. Want that like juicy little perfect sweet spot of like activity, but also I can just walk up and get a beer and sit down in a comfortable.
Yeah. You don't have to leave like your sweater or a shiny quarter to claim your spot. Look at this
sweater. Don't take this chair because there's a sweater on it.
Sweat. I'm freezing now, but I'm afraid of losing my chair.
This is law. There's a sweater on it. That's a person's thing.
Hey, sunglasses are on the table, buddy. Sunglasses. I left my sunglasses there. That claims my spot.
Do the coaster on your cup thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't take my beer.
Remember, those are my spot.
Yeah. I've seen car keys. Those people are brave.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know, I get what you're doing, but man. Yeah,
I'm like, woo. All right.
And there's other ways to claim your spots there.
That's that Club Fred when somebody go out and smoke for like 20 minutes and then their beer be the sitting there forever.
The cup.
And then that becomes a spot where you get your beer and they come back. Oh, you're not sitting in the spot, but you're still using that space to get your beer. They're like, oh, this is my spot. The cup cover. Like, I'm not sitting here, bro. I'm just trying to get a beer.
I just want a beer. I just want a cold beer out of that bathtub.
The what? The Keystone
of a Newcastle.
We don't have Crackle.
Fine, just give me a Pabst.
Just grab.
Dig down in that tub. Give me a cold one.
Put your hand in the tub and grab something and then just give it to me.
Yeah. Does that have alcohol? I'll take it.
Yeah. Unless you grab the water, and that's ridiculous. So anything else, Nick?
Well, yeah, not to sound too much like a Flowing with Famous episode.
Oh, my God. But
more Fresno talk.
There goes our non-Fresno listeners are just...
Fresno talk.
They're just like, oh, so bored right now.
Friday, March 18th, the day this podcast is airing, we have the Roar and Pour at the Fresno Chaffee Zoo.
Oh.
Sample some of Central Valley's brews and wines while enjoying live entertainment.
Roar and Pour, because there's a lion there.
Take home a commemorative mini pills. Yeah, go drink with the bears. Can I drink with the grizzly? Drink with the lion.
We do have a nice zoo here.
What's your animal? What's your animal you drinking with if you're at the zoo? A rhinoceros?
What's a good drinking animal? Animal.
Sea lion.
Yeah.
Sea are you reptile room? You're not hanging in the reptile room and drinking, are you?
Nah. That's pretty boring. They're pretty indifferent to your presence. So that's not fun.
The heat lamp is melting me.
Yeah, the seals would be good. That's a good drinking spot because they're going to do stuff. So you can just kick back. And there's seats there. You know, you can just chill and just watch them. Just have your beers and...
Yeah.
Chill.
Beers with the lemurs.
That's a good one. Who else would be interesting? That whole...
In the giraffe pavilion?
Yeah, the whole African safari area. That's a pretty cool area.
Yeah.
Can you go up beer? To the second level and feed the giraffe? I think you can get beer over there, right?
Where?
I think you can get beer over there. The African safari
park. Oh, actually buy a beer in there?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. I've seen the cafe. I didn't know they had beer in there.
They have they have that like kind of, it's not a food court, but it's like a sort of a, I don't know what you call it, but buffet something, food court esh thing, and I feel like you could get beer in there, but I may be thinking of something they're hoping to do and it's not happening, or it may actually be happening. But it is, it's a quality zoo. For those that are planning your Fresno vacation, do something to do during the day is we have a nice zoo.
Go see some elephants. Do we have elephants? Or am I thinking of Oregon Zoo?
No, we got elephants. Oh. We don't have Nosy from my when I was a childhood, though. Nosy passed away. When I was a childhood.
Drinking with zebras. Yeah, I don't know. So the Dust Bowl is going to be there.
Nice.
Riley's, Firestone, right. Tioga.
Right.
Some wine. You want some wine?
Yeah. Somebody will want it.
Oh, the Mad Duck is supposed to be there. Oh. And then the Mad Duck has a food truck now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I have not eaten that yet.
Maybe it'll be at Fres, yes.
Maybe.
If you don't go to Roar and Pour.
Ooh, live entertainment. Maybe I was hoping Courtneau would call in and tell us about it.
Well, the orangutans would be good for watching with your having a buzz. Watch those orangutans. They're good entertainment.
Yeah, that's a good spot too.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad we don't have a jungle cruise in.
Yeah, come on.
Not
a bad idea.
Actual hippopotami.
You want to pump up the attendance.
Mm-hmm. Go on a boat cruise.
Zoo, I don't think has any, I mean, I don't know anything to this pandemic, but zoo doesn't have attendance problems. It's good, pretty busy.
Betty White's been there.
Betty White's been there.
Ba-dunk. That's my stuff.
All right.
Zubu. No. Drinking and zooing.
No, it's Roar and Pour. Oh wait.
Roar and Pour.
Roar, then pour. Well, the Firestone Walker Invitational.
Ooh. It's
back on.
Oh.
June 4th.
Wow.
And you're like, well, when's tickets going to sell? Well, I don't think they are going on sale. I think they're using 2020. I think maybe it got canceled. So they're basically, if you had 2020 tickets, you're going to this. And then maybe they're probably filling in the gaps privately or something. Like, it doesn't seem like, I don't think they're doing like a public sale. Like, the public isn't getting in on this. It's pretty much industry, and if you got in on 2020, if not, then it's pretty much industry kind of thing. Or at least that's what they're telling us here in Fresno, which they're probably, if you're outside of Fresno, could you tell us what Firestone Walker is saying? Because here, I'm pretty sure we don't get the right information. They tell us something different than they tell the rest of the world. So they're telling us here, like, oh, no, you can't buy any, no. All sold out, like, bro. Yeah, you missed. Oh,
you had
out.
To buy these 2 years ago.
You're like, they're like, where? What area code are you in? Oh, 559. Oh no, yeah, no. I mean, yeah, sold out. Here we go.
Oh man.
So yeah, we're yet our streak continues of never going to Firestone Walker Invitational. Considered by many to be the best beer festival in the country. Certainly one of the industry favorites. And no, suspiciously, no Fresno breweries. That's weird.
That's also weird.
Super weird.
Did they also have to apply to go 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Like, oh, did you apply to be part of the festival 2 years ago? Because that's all we're letting in this year is breweries from 2 years ago.
But here, one thing that did give me some joy was the band play, the music act playing is the Stone Foxes. The Stone Foxes are playing. The Stone Foxes are a Fresno band. Right. You fox, you dumb fox over there in the Central Coast. A Fresno band is entertaining you because you don't have enough talent over there to entertain yourselves. You have to import a Fresno band.
I somehow think they're pretending they're not from Fresno.
Well, they say they're from San Francisco, but they're from Fresno.
There you go. There you go. That's I knew it had to be something like
that. Stone Fox was like, oh, no, we're a San Francisco band.
We're
like,
from San Francisco. You guys are
cool. You're cool. You're from San Francisco. Yep. We're from San Francisco. Love the city.
The perfect pour live
from San Francisco. Definitely not from Fresno, because that would be whack. You know,
broadcasting from the same house the Full House was shot in.
Oh, yeah, that Full House house, huh? I walk by it all the time because we're a San Francisco band. Yep. The Hayden Ashbury, huh? That's an intersection.
You heard of the Hayden Ashbury?
Yep. Us San Franciscans know all about that. And the streetcars. Oh, those tourists love them streetcars. But not us because we're not tourists.
Streetcars.
We're from San Francisco.
Pier 29, bro. Pier 29.
Yeah. Oh, that's for tourists, not us.
Not us.
Go Warriors. Go Giants.
Yeah. Oh, the Giants. Uh-oh.
I feel like there's going to be there's a boxer showing. You, the podcast listener, you just love this. Oh, that's a boxer snip.
What'd you say?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Can you hear? All the sounds people love to hear on a podcast, right?
Oh, I love it when a dog licks the microphone. That's my favorite part of a podcast.
Say something. Do your little Chewbacca.
She didn't like that. She was like, what the heck? What was that? Did that excuse you? Disgusting.
She burped in the microphone. Can you believe this dog? Whose dog is this? She's out of here. She's
out of here.
Stop it, Dad.
It's
a wonderful life.
I'm waiting for that. We're in a like a little bit of a weird season, beer season. We're in between winter and springish. So there's no like there hasn't been like a release of like spring or summer beers yet. And we're still, the stores are still, you know, I'm just speaking in grocery store shelf terms here.
Yeah. The grocery store
shelves are still got some winter beer action going on. And it's not, it's just like a weird, I've not started seeing like a new influx of beers and new names and new seasonals and that kind of thing. So we're in this sort of little bit of a dead space here. I mean, the St. Patrick's Day, which I hope you had a fun, entertaining St. Patrick's Day, which was on Thursday this year. Next year is going to be Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo!
It's going to get wild.
Do you have any green beer, Nick?
All the green beer. Yes, I had a green lager.
Do you make a green beer? Do you put a little food coloring in?
No, I just drink stout and pretend.
I guess green.
It's green. I might have a Guinness. I'm sure I had a Guinness extra dry stout.
Well, the past 2 years, this year included, I look for Guinness. Like, I'm not looking at it far ahead enough because it's been out the past couple of years. Today, I looked. On Wednesday, I looked.
Yeah.
And
on Wednesday, you looked?
There was nothing. And last year, I had the same thing. I was like, oh,
was all sold out?
I'll get some Guinness. And it sold out. And I turned my back on my Irish heritage, I guess.
No Killians?
No, I didn't see Killians.
We used to drink Smittix. That was a nice Irish lager,
Harp?
I think.
Harp? Is Harp Irish?
Harp is Irish. Harp. Okay.
I enjoy a harp.
What's the one you said before? Guinness. Harp and Guinness weren't they the original black and tan?
Might be. I think you might be right. I think that's what would Mike, or was it John over there at the Irish pub? Or at Mark's and Herndon?
Oh, the bog.
The bog, body in the bog.
Yeah, I never had a black and tan over there.
Oh,
it might have been Harp. I bet it was Harp.
he would have made it the right way. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'll have a Guinness. That'll be 20 minutes.
All right, well, go over there and sit down. You want a beer while you're waiting for your Guinness?
Yeah, you had to have a beer while you wait for your beer. So, not a bad situation.
No. Yeah, our Irish pub owner here would make the beers according to properly poured and made specifications, and did not care how long it took, which you respected, highly respected, and also was like, I need my beer at the same time.
I also need a beer now. I appreciate you. But I would appreciate you also breaking the rules just a tiny bit. Got a wild animal in here, I think.
Oh my god.
I think my roar and pour is gonna happen here Friday night.
Roaring and pouring right over there. The baseball season's about to start. They made a deal, we're gonna have baseball this year.
Isn't there like a boycott?
There was a lockout, but that's ended. They figured out the deal, and it's all good.
We're not gonna pay you.
Yeah, the billionaires decided to let the millionaires have some things, and we figured it all out. So I love opening day baseball. I make a point to take the day off from work and just sit and drink beer all from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and watch baseball all day. So that's going to happen again this year. And then, but my team's going to be bad. My team is having an epic fire sale of like unprecedented proportions right now because there's a shorter window than normal for trading people and signing new contracts and stuff. So it's just happening fast and furious. So the A's, my team, the Oakland A's, are just trading everything away right now.
You already have no hope for them.
Nope. Almost zero. Like there's sometimes the A's have a glimmer of like a little bit of magic, even on because of the money ball situation, sometimes the A's can put some magic together and have a season enough to where they can at least make the playoffs. They never get out of the playoffs it's what's called a rebuilding year. So the A's are not going to be good this year. They're just
what they're calling?
Yes, it's called rebuilding.
This isn't some plot like to make them so terrible they have an excuse to leave Oakland.
Well, yeah. That could be some of it too, actually, because they're trying to figure out
having a major league situation.
The owner is threatening to go to Oakland or Las Vegas, but we have they have a horrible owner, which is tough as a fan, lifelong fan of a team. When the owner of the team is when you hate the owner of the team, and you just, but you mm-hmm. still Love the franchise. So anyway, I'm going to need another interest in the baseball season other than the A's, because that I've already know they're not going to be good. So I'm whoever wants to be in a fantasy baseball league with me, that's a listener. I'm going to start a fantasy baseball league with Perfect Poor people. I was planning on having it all set to where I could throw the link in the show notes right now, but I did not get to it in time. So next week, just prepare yourselves. If you're into fantasy baseball at all, you want to be in the league, get ready for next week. I'll have the information, or I might even start putting it out there before next week. So you want to be in a fantasy baseball league this year with other listeners of the show, including myself.
I got your first.
And Nick your is first. Nick is battling a boxer puppy right now. So
this is not my greatest idea, but it's working.
Will you call me tonight? Leave me your voicemail. Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
559-492-0542. That is our 24/7 voicemail line. Now you can call and leave a message on. You got 3 minutes to leave us a message. Let us know what's going on with you that you think the Perfect Poor listener would be interested in hearing about. And you can also just record it yourself, whether that's on your smartphone or if maybe you got podcast recording equipment. We don't know. Send that file to us. Try to keep it under 3 minutes. Send that file to us. Email it perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. Both ways you can get yourself on the show. I'm partial to the traditional voicemail, so we're going to start with that first this week. And we've got one.
Yay.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am Donnie, and this is Drinking in the Pacific Northwest. On today's show, we'll discuss some local news and notes, what I'm drinking, and what's happening outside our little corner of beer paradise here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Let's start off with what I am drinking. Today, I'm drinking a Wholehearted Brewing, All My Friends Are Dead. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. It's a cognac maple barrel-aged double mash stout with Wholehearted coffee, hazelnut, vanilla, and milk sugar. It's 13.5 ABV and it's got a 4.48 on Untappd. It's a fantastic beer. Now, enough of that. On to some local news. Five Rights Brewing in Marysville has been running a test kitchen the last 4 weekends, and it looks like the kitchen is ready to be up and running full-time, hopefully by next week. Reuben's Brews, new 10th anniversary beer drops this week, and it's a collab with Great Notion Brewing and Fort George. This is the third beer in their anniversary series. It's called Dream Team Hazy IPA. Some sad news, after 39 years of pouring, Hales Ales will be closing its doors in Fremont April 9th. Mike Hale retired back in December, and unfortunately the brewery is doing the same. And for all those men out there who wives don't drink beer, like me, it's Washington Wine Month. What better reason to visit Woodinville Wine Country? Woodinville is home to over 130 tasting rooms and wineries. And don't forget, guys, there's beer there as well. Stop by Good Brewing, Triple Horn Brewing,
is this Black a sponsored
Raven.
Podcast?
You also have 20 Corners Brewing, Sumerian, and of course, Washington's first black-owned brewery, Metier. Outside of our beautiful Pacific Northwest, 42 North Brewing and 2085 Brewery launch an open-source collab to support Ukraine. Hoplark Brewery launches an NA hop brew. Off-premise craft beer sales are down 8.5%. That's nearly $650 million through the end of February. Come on, guys. I'm tired of trying to drink all the beer. Don't forget also, Trez Yes Fest is coming March 26th.
Heard about this.
Get out there and meet the guys from the world-famous Perfect Poor podcast. And with that, we'll conclude our show. If you'd like to support the show, check out our Patreon page, and you, too, can become a golden shower god at patreon.com/perfectpoorpod. That's it for me today. Check your dates. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Pacific Northwest.
Thanks, Dottie. That's a good show. We also try feature people trying to make their own podcast. Jesus, sorry. This trip YB is starting to hit me. Feature people trying to make their own podcasts. And there's Donnie drinking in the Pacific Northwest. And thanks, Donnie.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? It is Wednesday in Colorado.
Colorado and Janine. That's good. Colin and Janine. He can be Colorado Colin.
Colorado
and Janine. We've had a pretty good week. Sorry we didn't call in Rammy this weekend. We spent Saturday doing St. Patrick's Day celebrations, and there was a lot of that to be had. And I drank a bunch of PBR, and I don't even feel bad about myself.
It was also my daughter's birthday, so we met her at an Irish pub downtown, and we did an Irish car bomb for her birthday. It was fun.
Oh, those and are they good. Had a kick-ass punk rock band that we follow around Denver occasionally. It's not like we religiously follow these guys, but...
But it was totally good. Butts to nuts in that place, man. It was crowded.
Yeah. Yeah, bathrooms were an issue, even though they had extra bathrooms behind the place. Denver gets a little crazy for the parade.
Hi, Denver. You just love it.
That was fun.
Anyways, cotton candy beer. Weldworks makes one. It's really good. Yep. It's a sour, as you can probably figure out.
Gee, that's
But it is really, really good. Whenever it comes out, we get some because I think it's my sister's favorite, but it's also one of your favorites, Colin. You really like it.
Well, I love cotton candy. I love the smell of cotton candy.
Yeah,
I even love it when women smell like cotton candy.
He likes cotton candy perfume.
It's a sour weeded ale. No. So a weeded sour ale or something like that.
Make
but
it an IPA.
It has cotton candy flavoring in it. It does taste like cotton candy if we find one. Maybe I'll hook you guys up with that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything from Colin and Janine.
And last, we wanted to talk about this dude.
Yeah, so this is kind of our question. So this is a guy named Paul Myhill, and he is the Colorado beer guy and also a brewery master.
Which we talked about before, meaning he's gone to every brewery in Colorado.
In short order, too. Like it was like in 18 months he did every single brewery.
Yeah, I did.
And tap room associated with the brewery in Colorado, which is a lot. Anyway, so he does this thing every year in listening to his interview on A Stout Life where he fasts for 40 days and he's only allowed beer. That's all he does is drink beer. What? So he has like water, of course, but there's no food involved. And he has some kind of supplement that he takes to kind of keep his body going so he doesn't freaking die. But apparently he can... So apparently some monks used to do this back in the 1800s, or maybe they still do it. I don't know. He kind of referred to these dudes. But do you think you could go more than even like 2 days with nothing but supplements and beer? And apparently this guy is going to do it for 40 days. And he's done it before. So I thought, I think he's crazy. I mean, I can see 40 days with...
Hours,
with,
maybe.
without beer. I don't know. Anyway, so we slip one in on a Wednesday on you guys.
We want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
I like to slip it in on a Wednesday. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know me.
Yeah. Afternoon delight.
Cheating is not the right word, but like, if you're going to take a supplement, then it's like, then I'm just fasting and all I'm drinking is water and beer. You're like, oh, that's interesting. But then I take a supplement too, but it's like, it'd be more
just pill
like,
food.
If you're going to take a supplement, then just eat something. Like it's sort of, I don't know, man. It's not as cool. I want to hear about you having just beer for 40 days.
on accident, maybe not on purpose.
I could go more than 2 days on just beer and water. And a supplement.
Wow. But that sounds like you've proven that.
I couldn't do 40 days. That's insane. I mean,
no.
Credit to him.
No, I'd miss food by day three.
Day three. I'm like, what am I doing here? We only live once. Why am I robbing myself of joy?
I eat because I'm bored. Like, what would I do with my free time?
I eat because what's
I ate because I'm hungry. I'm hungry because I ate. No, I'm whatever.
it's a
fat bastard.
Yeah, it's a fat bastard joke that I completely ruined.
Get in my belly.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm driving.
No, not yet. Oh, we just stopped at a little place called New Glory. You heard of it? It's Wazoo.
What? And the Fontana Gym.
Whoa.
Well, Fontana hollered at me. He said, hey, I'm in Sacramento. What do you want to do? I said, A, B, or C. He said, B. So we met at this place called New Glory.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Have you heard of it?
Heard of it.
Well, we just got done. Had a couple beers. Had some tacos. Nice short rib. Tacos and
I had the deep fried avocado tacos. Fantastic.
Gross.
And now sadly we have to part ways because of life, but
life and responsibilities, boys.
Yeah, Jim's he just ordered some slice beers to pick up.
Yeah, you know, little release, so I can go over to Slice. I'll pick those up. I'll pick those up before I go to Mox on Friday. I'm still working on maybe the Saturday plan. Maybe I'll go and hit the special bottle release over at Urban Roots. I don't know. Thinking about it.
Yeah, he's a dick. Anyway. All right. Keep up the good work. Check your dates.
Fontana.
I'm in Rocklin.
Granite Bay.
Oh, Granite Bay. Shit.
Oh, my gosh. Sacramento nerds are going to be like, oh, yeah. He said Rocklin. He said Granite Bay. Wow. Two.
I perfect. Do believe that was a get it.
Poor celebrities getting
poop it. Poor
getting it, having to get it, chalk it up, put it in poo. Put it in the get it pool of like, you know, with the porums at the end of the year.
That could be the biggest get it of the year.
That's pretty much the number one award is the get it of the year. But
I have not been to the Fontana Gym Invitational in 2 years now. I missed that. Get it.
That's a big get it. Now Radar Palooza is a thing. And then some random get it. Florida tries to do a thing once in a while. It's, you know, there's a lot of get it energy challenges.
Get her G done.
Thanks, Wazoo and the Fontana Gym. Having fun.
It's quite the surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. Bing, bing, I am your host, the Sky 91. And you know what today is?
316.
No? No one? No one else? Today is March 16th. Today is 316. It is Stone Cold Steve Austin Day. And that means a couple of us who were able to find it were able to drink some Broken Skull IPAs.
Got it.
Not me, apparently, because Connecticut sucked. And the store I went to did not have any Broken Skull IPA. But I'm able to drink right now a Evil Twin. IPA is like a beautiful melody. Only the lyrics are messed up. It's a long ass fucking beer name. Don't laugh at me, guys.
Where's all the sound?
I'm also on here currently with Radar and Dopey on some 316 zooming day video chatting. What's up, guys?
Is also Van Halen. What's up? Hey.
Ah, I can tell it's Radar. And I'm also here with Martina. What's up, Martina?
Hey.
Martina's
Spanish? In German? Say what's up in German.
Was geht ab?
So I was at my local brewery tonight doing a little pre-St. Patrick's Day drinking. Tomorrow is going to be hanging out to an Irish pub, Blackstone. Having a little fun for St. Patrick's Day, drinking some Guinness, of course, and all that. So What else were we going to talk about? So there was also some other brewery that was doing something. I don't know. What are you guys saying I need to talk about?
Awkward silence.
Oh, yeah. The brewery in Wisconsin that Radar should really be talking about that is brewing a beer in favor of Ukraine. They're brewing a beer with the recipe of a Ukrainian brewery, and they're donating profits from it to Ukraine, which is fucking awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be hitting you guys up with some probably voicemail from Boston on Sunday, because we're going to St. Patrick's Day parade up there in Boston, and doing all the things you do for a St. Patrick's Day parade, which is drinking. Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
No.
A lot of bagpipes. A lot of drinking.
Okay.
That's Scottish.
Something else we'll be doing maybe in St. Patrick's Day parade, but yeah. So that is for Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
I should know better.
And that's the bottom of the keg. Because it's Sky 91 and Martina drank it. Glass break music that should be ending my podcast.
Another edition of Wrestling with Beer. Thanks, Scotty 91.
Wrestling with Beer.
He just didn't have his sound effects with him.
That's okay. He made it happen.
That's all that matters.
Hey, it's Radar here.
It's
been a while.
What have you been doing, man?
How you been? I've been good. That's good. Been drinking some beers.
Working beers.
Tonight I was drinking with Scotty, Dom, Dopey. Scotty set up a little thing for Austin 316 Day. And we were supposed to get the Broken Skull IPA. Tom and I did. Scotty didn't. Dopey didn't. They say they're wrestling fans. Wrestling with beer? Uh-huh. I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. Really dropped the ball on this one. Yeah, I had a couple beers with the boys. I was going to go to bed, and then I looked at my whiskeys, and one of them made eye contact with me. I said, okay, it's on. I'll drink you. Drinking some Woodford Reserve Double Oaked. Oh, that's good.
No. This isn't the perfect whiskey.
Sorry. Hopefully this isn't the no swear episode like you guys keep talking about.
But never, you messed it up.
Yeah, that's never happening. Whew. Just wanted to catch up with you guys. I know we hear a lot about you guys, but some of us have to tell you what's going on in our life.
Yeah.
I just work. It's cold. It's getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
you guys alluded to this last week. Here we talked about it. The logo and such. Radarpalooza 2022 is happening. Portland, Ben/Portland/PNW, PDX, Papusas.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, Airbnbs. Fuck. I should have drank that whiskey. It's so good, though. So good.
Man,
it's going to be a good time. At Radarpalooza. I think there's still some tickets available. They're going fast. Seats are filling up. I think there's still some VIP tickets available. In my opinion, not worth the price for whatever, a free glass or something.
Get a Radarpalooza glass. Shaker pint. Radarpalooza shaker pint. Aluminum ball can.
Just listen to some music.
Do not take it home.
Want to say hi. Miss you guys. I see you once a week. Actually, whatever.
That's the music that from the
HBO. Maybe we'll see Friday. Why don't you guys hop on? Rich Monterey people. See what? The water's warm. Come on. How dare you? Bye bye.
I'm not jumping in.
Give up the good work.
Bye bye.
Bye. Not jumping in any Wisconsin water.
No, too cold.
Oh yeah, I'm not tough enough. I mean the Central Coast water.
We are entering
Central Coast water. Isn't Fresno's all that great?
Fresno's perfect patio season.
Yeah. Oh no, nah, my pool's way too cold right now.
Oh, no pool action.
No.
Dang.
I don't have the. It used to be a heated pool back in the day, but.
Yeah.
I had to shut that whole system off, so.
Shut her down.
Shut her down. Yeah. Thanks, Radar. Giving us a call there. That's pretty awesome. Just checking in. I don't like that he's drinking whiskey. I don't like that.
Why?
Call the whiskey pour next time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? Should you be here? Just calling you to give you some great-ass news, homie.
Yeah,
guess what? Baseball is back, and the Dodgers, signed Freddie Freeman, homie.
Dodgers are ridiculous.
It's a great day to celebrate.
Ridiculous.
St. Patrick's Day is coming.
They're the exact opposite of the
first
A's.
Week of April is the L.A. Beer Week Festival, and so many more stuff coming, homie. I just wanted to call it in and rub it in, homie. Dodgers, we got Freddie Freeman. It's going to be a great, great year.
It's an all-star
lineup.
This is
Junior Beer, and I'll see you at the ballpark. Peace out, Holmes.
Will?
Chew.
How do you know I was going
to
be there?
Oh, you know Nick's going to be there. You know you're going to be there. Oh, I do want to go to some Fresno Grizzly games this year, though. I haven't gone for a past couple years, so I'm ready. I'm ready for some Fresno Grizzly action. Some Cal League ball.
Cal League ball.
Alley ball.
Who's our affiliate this year?
We are a Colorado Rockies affiliate.
Wow.
I love gold.
Colin and Janine come out here.
Yeah, maybe Colin and Janine could come out here, watch a little, see when the Colorado Rockies, just come out here. It doesn't matter. As long as the Fresno Grizzlies are in town, you can see some future Colorado Rockies.
There you go.
A double IPA wasn't enough. A triple IPA wasn't enough. Now I had to get a pineapple milkshake IPA. Captain Pina Loco. Is it Loca? Loca. I know. It's from...
Arcane, I don't know if you said that right or not, but
probably
it sounds
not. But Arcane Brewing and Arcane Ale Works is from Largo. Oh, God. It's from Largo, Florida. This is the best beer I've ever had. Best pineapple IPA I've ever had.
Oh, God.
This is the best pineapple IPA anywhere in the country. A lot of people say this. They come to me and they say, how do you do it? How do you make a pineapple IPA? And I said, I make the greatest pineapple IPA I've ever seen.
And
yeah,
lost
so
Mikey.
I'm having a pineapple Captain Pina Loca.
Pino Colada.
Captain Pina Loca. Loca.
I'm having a whiskey barrel aged porter. If anybody cares.
I do. What is it? Who gave you that?
I don't know. There's no name on it.
That might be Raul beer. Because this one's a
Loomis,
Raul beer.
It's from Loomis, California.
Oh, no. Then it's somebody else.
Loomis Basin Brewing Company.
This is pretty good. The milkshake part is pretty held back, but it's there. Ah, that's a pretty good beer. If you like these kind of beers.
I might.
I don't know. I don't think you would. I'm going to speak for you and say you didn't like that. Oh, there's a dog in the neighborhood that sounds like Louis, but it's not Louis.
Oh, man. Louis Ginger.
Barking.
A doppel Louis.
A doppel Louis. All the labs have the same kind of bark. The Louis is big.
Big bark. You make it the bark.
She called me up, left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us content. And we'll wait for...
Mm-hmm.
We need a new... a little bit more new blood in there. Let's go. Keep that voicemail strong.
Really?
Ooh,
are you sure you're going to start with me?
Oh, man. Work's going to be great tomorrow.
Yes. Double, triple.
Go and untap. You're an untap. You got an untap account. Untap. Make sure you friend the Nick 80 and you can see what he was drinking. Yes. Things like. And what?
Patiently wait for me to check something.
Yeah, you're like, eh. I just sit and refresh the Nick 80's account on Untap, see if something pops in.
Let's see. Where are we? Friday. Oh, Friday I had a parabola.
Oh, what? What? That was nice. This year's?
2022. Fresh. Mm. Super fresh.
Freshy.
I like this year's variant. need to go get more of that. Just keep it on hand at all times.
Parabola. You're recommending this year's parabola.
I am. I'm over whatever big beer drama Firestone has. I'm over the fact that they took it from 22 ounces to 12 ounce. And it does taste good this year. Whatever they did to it, they brought it back around.
Whatever they did, they figured it out.
Yep. Because it's different every year. You know, it's a different blend, different batches, different.
This is a good batch this year.
This year is a good year. Saturday, Old Rasputin was in my hand.
Man, heavy hitters all week.
Yeah. Sunday, don't believe there was any beer on Sunday. That leaves Tuesday. I had some General Shermans drinking some IPAs Tuesday night.
All right. Classic Shermans.
Pizza and beer night.
Was it at a place or was that at home?
It was up with the family. Visiting.
A little visit. That's the Nick 80. Make sure you check out Matt's stuff, Bearded Brewer 87. That's Matt's, and mine is Dorktown on Untap, or just search for Mikey Topworm. Either way, you're gonna find it, I think. Star God from There Does Not Exist, a hazy IPA.
Nope.
Very good. Flatland Brewing Company, the local Sacramento area brewer, Flatland. I bought that was a label buy because it's got a map, like a Sacramento map on the label. I'm like, I like it. It's a pretty good beer. I'll recommend that. Cellar Maker Brewing Company's Dank of the West. I wasn't into that one. Cellar Maker is a really good brewery. I trust that they do, but this one did not hit for me. Alvarado Street, Biochrome, IPA. That one was pretty good. Very pretty can. That was more of a label buy, but still the beer worked out fine enough. Moxa Brewing Company's All Good Days. Another label buy, but that still a good beer. I mean, it's a good brewery. That was a good
the labels are working for you right now.
Oh, yeah. No, they give me. Highland Park Brewery's Hello, L.A. IPA. That one was really good, actually. I'll recommend that. Modern Times, Circular Displacement.
What?
Yeah, they brought Circular Displacement back. That was good as an Imperial Double IPA. Wow. Hazy Double.
Hazy
Double. I think it was the Hazy. Yeah, it was a Hazy. Another There Does Not Exist, Star God Hazy IPA. Always good. Nice. And one Reggie. Another Reggie donated to either to me or the show. I could say one of the.
Well, I mean, who's to tell?
Yeah. He donated beer from Pike Brewing Company in Seattle's Pike, the classic Pike Brewing, one of the OG brewers out there. Space Needle IPA. And that's just a solid, definitely a Pacific Northwest IPA. Which held it back from it was a good, well made beer, but definitely had that Pacific Northwest pine.
The pine, the sweet pine. The
sweet pine that Pacific Northwest IPAs love.
Dang.
So, folks, on tap, you can find out all the things about what we're doing. Keep an eye on us, keep us honest.
Yeah. See how many beers we don't rate.
Well, Nick, do you have any cheers?
Cheers to, as always, the Golden Gods for supporting us and sending us beer and helping us out.
Yeah.
Calling in the show. Cheers to Chew Your Beer. He's always there for us in the voicemails. Cheers to, cheers to the Bearded Brewer. Hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Hope he makes it through Frez. Yes.
Out there in the industry, working that industry.
Working the industry.
Long days in the industry, man. Yeah. One day, Matt, we'll get Matt to write a book. It's just going to be called Industry. Yeah. Tales from the Beer Side. Tales from the Tap.
Ooh,
Tales from the Taps. From the
Beer Side.
Industry. Tales from the Taps. We're looking for that book from Matt. Hopefully we can book him on the show and he can talk about it.
Yeah. New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I concur with the Golden God cheers. Thank you for paying our bills. We appreciate it. If you're I feel like I want to join in on giving you guys a little bit of cash. You can do that. There's links to it. Patreon.com.
There's room for all.
Oh, yeah. Got plenty of room. Patreon.com/perfectpour. There's a link to it in the show notes. You can be a Golden God as well. And $5 or more, you get to donate money to us. That's cool. And you also get to hear the tailgate. And get it
top secret information.
Yes, you get pulled into the Pour 'Em on Facebook, a private Facebook group. and you go on to the Discord channel as well. You get all the access for that. Sometimes I don't like to advertise as a thing because I don't want to be responsible for it in case I don't get it out very early, but I do try to get the show out earlier to the Golden Gods. They have at least an opportunity to listen to the show the night before it comes out. Sometimes I don't get to it until later in the evening, but anyway, that's something that also happens. So if you're thinking about it, being a Golden God, that's what happens. That's the thanks that you get. Also, cheers to the reps, the show reps.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're, although there is a variant looming out in sea that could hit the shores at some point, but right now everything looks cool and looks like we can go out there and have some fun. And that's when we need the show reps out there to recommend all the places. So if you want to be a rep of your area, the area you live in, you let us know and we'll put your name on that reps page, and other listeners of the show that are traveling to your area can message you and say, hey man, in whatever way they want, say, hey, what are the best spots to hit up in your area? What should I do?
Yeah.
So if you want to be a rep,
Show
me the goods. Show me the stuff, the real stuff. I mean, where are the best Applebee's in your town? Like, which Applebee has the best taps?
Yeah, that's what you want to know?
Yep, that's what I want to know. As soon as I get in a new town, I'm like, all right, where are the good Applebee's?
Where's the good Applebee's?
Yeah, where are the good
and what's Applebee's? What's the seasonal variant they have?
What's yeah, happening? Where's that? What Applebee's in town always carries that variant, that Boston beer company, Sam Adams beer variant. Also cheers to the Lager Line out there and the Friday night Zoom, still doing it, man, for 2 years now, that Friday night listener Zoom. You can just there. It's just a continuous hang out. It's a get it online. Get it every Friday night. And mm-hmm. You can be a part of it. It's just cool people hanging out, drinking beers and having discussions and just partying on the Zoom. So every Friday night, you can usually see the information you need to get in on that Zoom is in the Lager Line on Discord. And if you can't find that, you can start messaging people you think is involved with the show and say, what's the details to get in on the Lager Line? I want to join. And
yeah,
you'll get it. It's out there. So cheers to all the Lager Line every Friday night. Right tonight, man. Post St. Patrick's Day party. All right. I guess that's happening. It. It's happening.
Get some bangers and mash.
Bangers. Was this a banger? It's hard to have a banger without Matt. So come on, Matt.
To tell.
Get in
we
there.
We will have to rely on listener feedback to tell.
Listener feedback. All it takes is one person be like, nah, that wasn't a banger, dude. Not a banger. Then that's it. It's over.
Yep. Not a banger. Maybe some mash.
You might have mashed.
No bangers, all mash.
Didn't bang anything. All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Boar. Hope you have a great week. This was episode 450, by the way. We probably should have acknowledged that more. But this was 450 episodes of the show. Seems like a milestone of some degree, shape, or form.
Yeah, it means there's only 50 more.
Only 50 more to go. Tentatively stopping at 500. Maybe we'll do a 501 just to be like, later, Gators.
And we're back.
Yeah. Cheers to us for making it 450 nights in a garage on a Friday morning, early
Friday 5 morning,
6 a.m. on a 6 a.m. on a Friday
4:45
a.m. 4:04 on a Friday morning. In a garage in Fresno, podcasting in about beer. Getting ripped.
In the garage where I belong.
In the
Nobody
garage.
Hears me sing my song.
Me and Rivers hanging out.
What?
Yep.
I knew you were doing something important.
Yeah, he's over there in the corner just like, bro, are you going to get down with your podcast so we can jam?
Mm-hmm.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Be safe. Be safe,
I don't
man.
Know if I can now.
No, you can do it. But right. Still, have fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before you do that, though.
Yes.
Check.
Yes.
Your.
Uh-huh.
Dates.
Dates. Da, 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 da.